Good evening. We'll go ahead and call the Cache Mosquito Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting to order. Thursday, December 14th at 7 p.m. Roll call. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, Clerk.
Richard Rigby, Manager.
David Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Paul James Hiram.
Gregory B. Newton.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
David Willamalga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Ned Zimper, Lewiston.
Jeff Neverter, Providence.
Thank you, welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Gregory B., I move we adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I'll second it.
We have a motion, second, any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes for November 9th, 2022.
Paul James, I move to approve the minutes as read.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
David.
Okay, we have a motion, second, any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Can you do the manager report real fast?
Yeah, the manager, the annual manager report is inside your folders. Sierra and my annual reports, and we'll get that on. I've already got it on the website. If you look in that first, each year I kind of give you the numbers and everything, but if you look at the last of the first paragraph up there at the top, that last sentence there, the count for this year was 8,944 more mosquitoes from last year's total, so a jump of 35% mosquitoes. So I knew we were up more than the year before, but I didn't realize we're almost 9,000 more mosquitoes for the year. And
it's all the apartments that's being built.
Right.
Probably in there.
Yeah, there's probably one of them.
I would like one if we could.
Okay. Did you not get one then?
No, I got one. I want to take it, share with the folk.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. There's one in every envelope, so whoever's not here, you can take one of theirs.
Yeah. So, considering the amount of mosquitoes that we had, I think, and then we only had tested one trap for West Nile virus and the Malga trap. I think it was did a pretty good job doing what we could with what the resources we had. I'm not gonna read through all that stuff. It talks a little bit about our, on the second to the last paragraph, it talks about the drone and how many acres and the flight hours and everything. And so we're ready for winter, finally, and that's taken care of. And then I am actually interviewing a guy tomorrow that wants to fly the drone this next summer. He's the president of the drone. It's called Drone Works up at Utah State. It's a drone club.
So
he's the president.
That did it this year, not going to do it next year.
And I think a little bit, because in fact that's how we found this guy that I'm interviewing, is because Matthew, at the very end of the season, he was building a drone for a company, and so I think he's starting to want to get into that. Plus he's teaching the drone class up at Utah State and everything. So he got what he needed out of us and everything, and then is moving on to bigger and better things, which makes sense. But this guy, Matthew, says he wouldn't have encouraged him to apply if he didn't trust him. So
if he doesn't work, I have a student up there that's in the drone program.
Okay.
I think he would be good.
Good as well, okay. Yeah, I'm meeting with him tomorrow, and the kid seems, when I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago, he goes, I want to reach out now so that, let you know that I'm being proactive to look at something now so that I know that I've got something. So, which is a good good carrot for us and everything, but that's pretty much everything other than I did take everybody out to dinner at this Cafe Sabor last month, and I did not take you. I didn't know if you were going to be home or not. I didn't know if you were going to be home or not, though. You never around. But we set it up. Everybody said they'd be there, and then about five of them didn't come, so it turned out cheaper than, so I was, but yeah, anyway. Yeah, that's everything.
Okay. Administrative manager report, yes, clerk's report now, huh?
So if you weren't here last month, I have the card again to sign for the meat for our from our barbecue, so that we can get that to Alan and we'll give it to Dave so he can take it.
You got to do it before he has to leave early, so.
So if you haven't signed it, sign it.
I think so.
You were here.
He was here. I think it was.
We'll pass it down the road. Was real fast.
Yeah, just check.
Yeah, I did.
You missed that.
I did sign it. I'm sure it was. That was it.
I was disappointed.
I know.
Somebody forgot their own. You had a wedding.
Oh, yeah, my daughter got married. Yeah,
that's a big
It was probably better to go to that.
That you conveniently forgot about.
My report is on, if you flip, I just did it double-sided, so mine's on the other side of the manager's report that you can look over. Just the hours of the manager of each of the areas, so you can read that over. Also, real quick, I did look into the .gov, and as I was looking, it says request for .gov has been suspended until January of 2024 when the launch of a new and improved way and website to request a .gov is registered. So right now, we'll just need to wait till January.
We will be required to go to it. Yeah. We've just been notified as a municipality that by the end of 2024, we have to be converted over to it.
Okay, so I'll look more into it. As of right now, it's suspended until then.
And with
so.
That streamline, it recognizes that, because that was one of the things that they, when they came to us about our website, they said that they are more states are making us go to something like that, and they said that they would be ready to be able to move us over to that. So
I think that was all for that, the report, so.
Cool. Is the larviciding the drone? Is that what the drone does?
Yeah.
Larvicides? Mm-hmm. That's why it's a little bit higher.
Well, this is just for me, but yeah, that was part of it. Yeah, this is just the manager hours. We, when I went to salary, the board wanted to continue getting my hours and everything. So this is just what I put in each year.
Okay.
Okay, bylaws.
All right, I will pull this up real quick. We didn't change too much. I put it in red what we've changed. So we put in our physical address. Richard put in the physical address. And then the other thing we changed is that it used to say administrative manager, so we changed all of that so it said consistent of the clerk and the manager, and then this 4.1.1, we changed everything so it all says clerk. And then we also took out 4.2.2, used to say field manager, so we took the field out and now it's just manager. So other than that, everything else in the bylaws have stayed the same. So now I will be the title of clerk.
I guess that was last month, but what's, why the change? Is there a reason?
Most districts in that go by clerk. And so when I said administrative manager, they looked at me and are like, what's that? So we just decided to go with clerk to make it as everyone else.
And I think mostly what she does is clerk.
Okay, so
Do we don't need to do anything with this, a motion or anything?
I don't know, because I did.
I think we got to approve them.
I did, yeah, you have to amendments by the board, so yeah.
We'll approve it. Okay, did I hear a motion? Craig Idalgo will make a motion to accept the change in the bylaws as explained.
Gregory Vee, I second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion, a second, is there any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
Yes, let's see, or did you change the clerk after Terry's?
We're going to skip the.
No, that all said clerk.
Zion's permission, because we've been locked out.
Remember those long meetings?
We'll do that next one.
They go till like 12 at night?
So are you tabling that?
He lives in my town now.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
He's in the city council.
Review and approve bills?
No, I thought you might. He's still the same.
So that's, as I exit out, so right now that's where our Zions and our PTIF, we did, Craig, we did just get the tax dispute, I can't say that word. It's a rather large check, so we will. So we'll get that deposited, and then I'll transfer the 65 back over to the PTIF. This is where we're standing on the budget. We're looking really good. I'll go over.
297?
Oh, really? It's not bad. It's not a bad payday.
So we're looking for the end of the year. We're looking at really good. We went adult aside. We went over a little bit. Premiums, website, all of those for obvious reasons. Operation site, we went up with, I think, just the January and stuff, and then drones and handhelds, and then trucks. But for the most part, we did looked really good at staying within budget. So
we're on track to meet our objectives. Mm-hmm. Plan is good. Great to hear.
Paul James, I move we pay the bills.
Yeah, I did have a question. Why did the larvicide go up this month? Because it's been zero the last 2 months, the workers.
Did I switch it?
The larvicide.
It says workers larvicide, oh. But they've been zero in November and October.
Yeah, because they have been working on helping with the. Nobody's been out larviciding, no.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But there's not a budget for maintenance, and so it's under the maintenance, and they've been helping with the winterization of it, so.
So we put it in the category that hadn't got over yet, so that it.
So that's why I said it was in adult aside before, but now it's, so you're just switching them to, yeah. But it's the same workers.
Yeah. And it's still under the same personnel, so it still doesn't change any of the overall.
Yeah.
So it doesn't impact our budget?
No.
Because
nope.
It's planned, it's just a different category.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. Subcategory, exactly.
So.
Without a motion.
Who was?
December, second.
Second. We got a motion, a second. Any other questions or discussion?
Who for? Who moved the motion?
Craig Idalgo.
No.
No, it was Paul.
No,
okay.
Paul did.
I didn't get that written.
On which one?
To approve the bills.
To approve the bills.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, it wasn't me.
Paul said he did.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It was Paul.
Okay.
You must have. Okay. Did we vote on that?
No.
I lost my mind here a minute.
All in favor.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
For tentative January, we need to put in treasure. It's January, we do that part of it, the prep, board chairman and all that stuff, so what's that called?
Elections.
The officers.
Officers, yes, officer elections.
People who can't say no.
Yeah.
Whether you're here or not.
Can we just do it right now? That's the problem. Pass the wand.
Well, that's why we did it last year, because Dave wasn't here.
Well, if you weren't here, you got put in.
Yeah. We knew you wouldn't say no.
I didn't read in the bylaws, there's no term limit.
That's right.
So,
Really?
Yeah, there's no limit.
You need to add that.
It's just so much easier. You don't have to go to the bank and change names. You don't have to.
And then we're gonna
That's true.
Do the Zion's permission.
Yep, I put that
as well.
Yep.
Is there anything else that needs to go on the agenda for next month?
You can tell us to do our classes next month.
Yes, a few of you have are needing to do it.
Maybe get a. I don't. I'm probably one of them. Okay.
I could look.
I mean, I maybe for my benefit, yeah. Tell me or anybody else and have a list.
You could watch that on Christmas Day after Santa Claus passed you by.
So it's completed. One more spot. Trusty. Let's see, term ends.
It's don't have to take long.
Most everyone's pretty. 2006.
I'm already coming home, so.
2004, Jeff Ricks will expire. Paul James and Dave Gatherum are all the end of 24.
Or the end of term?
In 2024.
Oh, in 2024.
All I want is Greg Taylor, and he said he's done.
Did you? That's who I was thinking. Did you call Nibley?
I called Nibley and Mendens because, and they both said that they were will work on it if I don't hear back in January from them to call.
Okay.
So.
And we thought about, as we were talking about Kevin, Kevin hasn't been here since March. So
I've never met him.
Kevin.
Tingy.
Works for DWA, of course.
I've never met him.
So I thought I suggested she might reach out to Wellsville, talk to them, and see what they want to do. If they want to keep him, that's their choice, of course.
Another one.
There's something else I was gonna just.
Did you have something?
I did, but now I just left me.
I'm glad that Brady Farts went your way.
I know. What was it?
They all are.
Shoot.
You notice, go back to that.
So which one?
The clerk, the one that was just before that clerk, or the bylaws.
Oh, the bylaws. No, which it would be word.
Yeah, if you look at Terry, signed everything with clerk as well. Don't forget that.
She's the one that changed it. She's the one that wanted it to be administrative manager.
Really?
Yes.
But if you look at 2005, she put it as clerk when she signed it up there.
It was more important.
Hey, Richard, is it on to continue in this north fourth now?
What was I going to say?
This coming year.
What year did you join this?
I can't even remember. I'm thinking like 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off.
They're 4 year terms. And there was a woman doing it in Millville.
So we'll put two trucks to Zion, two trucks to Zion.
I know the most of them.
Two trucks.
No.
I was going to say, are we going? Daddy, we didn't move. Daddy, we didn't make the excuse.
He's trying to sign the car before Dave leaves. If I think about it, I'll email.
It's so moved.
Everybody will do that.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I got control. I already get it.
That's all we do.
You can't say that.
He won't go. He won't go on unless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
done, I guess it's done.
Lincoln City and I was talking. Well, Rex and I was talking, and their mosquito count was way down.
Who?
Rex